Let's go next to Louisiana, where there is a very crowded race for a seat in the United States Senate. Of the many candidates, only some are doing well enough in polls that they were allowed to participate in a debate last night in New Orleans at a historically black college. And of the few candidates participating in that debate at the historically black college, one was former Klansman David Duke. He spoke as protesters were outside. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Six candidates faced off in an eerily empty auditorium on the campus of Dillard University, a historically black college in New Orleans. Outside, students and other protesters pushed against doors to get into the building. Dillard officials say they didn't know which candidates would be participating when they agreed to rent the hall to Raycom Media, which set the rules for the televised debate. Unlike presidential debates, for instance, this one was closed to the public. Even journalists had to watch a video feed from a side room. Moments before the debate was set to start, a few people got through a back door, but they were pepper sprayed by police and forced back out. From the debate stage, the former Klansman Duke blamed the disruption on radicals from the Black Lives Matter movement.
And it is time we stand up now. This is the tipping point. We're getting outnumbered and outvoted in our own nation. Unless we stand up now, our children have no future.
Duke is one of about two dozen candidates in the contest. Louisiana has an unusual system in which candidates of all parties appear together on the general election ballot. If no one gets a majority, a December runoff between the top two finishers determines the winner. Having the former KKK Grand Wizard in the mix stole focus from the issues at several points in the debate, like when Democrat Foster Campbell had to deny allegations from the other Democrat on the stage, linking him to David Duke in the past.
It's not just a lie, it's a damn lie. I have nothing in common with David Duke other than we're probably breathing.
Duke's candidacy comes in an election season in which white nationalists have supported Donald Trump in the presidential race. Trump has disavowed Duke's support, yet Duke fashions himself an ally, ready to fight what he too calls a rigged system and take care of Hillary Clinton.
The lady should be getting the electric chair, being charged with treason.
A former one-term state lawmaker, Duke first gained national attention when he came in second in the 1991 race for Louisiana governor. He lost to Democrat Edwin Edwards in a campaign that featured bumper stickers that said, "Vote for the crook," arguing a corrupt Governor Edwards was better than a white supremacist. Both men later served time in federal prison. Duke is not considered competitive in the Louisiana Senate race, yet drew some fire from the other candidates, including the frontrunner, Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy.
Mr. Duke is a convicted felon.
Dillard University officials asked students to stay away. One who didn't was political science major Brielle Kennedy. She was briefly detained after pushing her way into the building.
They're allowing a terrorist, a neo-Nazi Ku Klux Klan member, to be secured in a building in which we pay thousands of dollars to attend annually.
Kennedy says she's appalled that such a thing would happen on a historically black campus. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.